Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Lepp. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ossie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp takes first base on ball four. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Maynisch goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. One out. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive towards third. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lepp hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynisch bunts for a single. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Maynisch moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watwood strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Tate and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bluge reaches second base with a double. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive towards third. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lepp hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr throws to second for one, and Cecil throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bluge moves to second. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Bluge scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder takes first base on ball four. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lepp hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Willie Calm. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. Clancy moves to second. Two outs. Red Barnes pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Herb Jeffries now playing third base. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bluge strikes out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.